7 response from Restore of the Heartland. 776-9668. Online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
Nice. Sky high. Because everything's sky high here on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. If we're talking aviation, we're talking Manhattan Regional Airport, we're talking Fly MHK. We got MHK Regional or Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo in the studio with us. We also got Candace McIntosh, the Executive Director for Girls on the Run. And Jesse, you wanted to talk a little bit about the event on May 5th on the girls on the, with the Girls on the Run, and talking about some of the hands-on experiences with aviation and some of those things that folks can check out.
Yeah, you know, one of the goals that we have and that's set by our Airport Advisory Board is to do as much community engagement as possible. And as you mentioned, we are the regional airport, and our catchment area, and this is based off actual travelers, goes all the way up to the Nebraska line, down to Counts Grove, out towards the western or eastern edge of Salina and the western edge of Topeka. So we get travelers from a big region, a big area. And so when we were looking at trying to do a big regional event, and we thought about, well, maybe we can do a 5K event or some sort of run. And that's when we started meeting with some folks, and they said, well, why not partner with Girls on the Run? You know, they've got a great organization. They've got a lot of different girl clubs all throughout the different schools in Manhattan, but then are growing to other areas. Isn't that right, Candace?
It is. So our council, the Flint Hills, covers Geary, Riley, Pott, and Clay County. So we have girls in schools from all around those areas.
And all those areas are, you know, part of our region that we reach out to and try to create partnerships with and attract them to flying Manhattan Regional Airport. So it was just kind of a natural marriage for us to come together and put on this kind of event. And then it's a unique venue, you know, and it's not often you get to run around an airport and spend some time inside the fence. And that's why we wanted to do a little bit of aviation exploration on the other side of the field, too. So not only will this event, you know, take place over near the terminal, we'll also have by the Old Stone Hangar on the other side of the airfield off Airport Road, the aviation exploration. And we'll be able to open up a couple hangars. We'll have a lot of craft activities going on. And we're hopeful that we can get a lot of planes flying in as long as we get some good weather. And we can share a lot of the aviation side of the field with the community and with a lot of the kids.
It's always a cool feeling walking into an airport hangar, isn't it? It's special.
Yeah, and you know, it's going to be pretty cool too when we have the flying going on with food trucks out on the ramp. And so I think we got a couple food trucks that we've secured, right?
We do, yeah. Mr. K's and Tasty Traveler will be out there, and that will be at the hangars over there. So
from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on May 5th, Saturday, we invite everybody to come out to the general aviation side of the airfield over by the Old Stone Hangar just off of Airport Road.
And again, Girls on the Run with the Glam Zone starting at 8 a.m. on May 5th, and the 5K starts at 9:30. You can register that day, and of course you can register right now too, get a little bit of that done in advance. Talk some other things with Manhattan Regional Airport. One thing that's always talked about with the airport is parking. I understand you got some new signage out there as well.
Yes. Let's start with the sign. So right off Skyway Drive, the airport entrance, we have a brand new pylon sign. Sits pretty tall, so you can see it not just from Skyway, but also from K18. You'll see the Fly MHK logo up top, and right now there's some slots available for all of our tenants to advertise. The sign, the electrical isn't complete yet, but once it is, you'll see that it is lit at night, so it'll be backlit. It's a beautiful sign. It matches some of the architecture of the terminal, so people will know that you've arrived at the Manhattan Regional Airport. So we're pretty excited about getting that sign set up and done, and soon enough we'll have the tenants like American Airlines, Hertz, Enterprise, all the great folks that are working at the airport.
It'll be really amazing to find a picture of the airport, say 10 years ago, and do a side-by-side 10 years ago to now, incredible difference.
There's definitely been a lot of growth, and the growth of the airport is representative of two things. One, the growth of the community, and the community's use of the airport itself. So, you know, can't thank everybody everybody enough for using Manhattan Regional Airport. Along with that, you asked about parking.
With growth comes the parking.
With growth comes parking. So the more employments we have, and as I mentioned, we have record employments for calendar year 2017. 2018 so far, year to date, we're up 11% versus last year. So we're looking very strong. Can't thank everybody enough. Go to flymhk.com, book your travel today, and plan in advance for parking too, because there are some peak times that we've had. You know, when the K-State basketball team had a great run, there were a lot of people that are traveling as part of that, and we were running out of parking. Yeah, and then we had the spring break come in, and we were running out of parking. So it's a good problem to have, because it means a lot of people are using the airport, but it also means that we need to look to make some improvements. So we've taken this to City Commission. We've discussed it a few times, also with the Airport Advisory Board. We've got a design option that's out there, and right now we have a contract with Olson Associates that's performing the design on the parking improvements that need to be made. And we're hopeful that in the next couple months we'll be able to discuss that a little bit further. I know a question continues comes up that, you know, will we continue to have free parking? It is a great benefit to the airport to have free parking. Unfortunately, you know, when you look at a project as significant as this, it's a lot of money, millions of dollars, and you got to look at how to pay it. And so I know one of the options of how to pay for this is to have a user fee. So we may end up setting a fee, but that's probably not for another 3 to 5 years out. So not really sure what that's going to look like yet. There's been no decision made, but that's, you know, all options have to be on the table when you're evaluating a project like this.
And would that be 3 to 5 years out as far as maybe having a fee, or just overall with possibly a new parking lot as well, or any timeline on that?
That would be for the fee. So maybe it's a few years out, and like I said, we're just not sure yet. And maybe there's a small fee that gets put up in the next couple years. There's so many different scenarios that could be played out. It's just there's no decision made yet. But I anticipate that we'll have free parking for the foreseeable, you know, near term future. And as far as when the project actually be done, if everything goes to plan and we're able to get bids in by the end of this year, perhaps we can have some construction spring of next year. But again, there's a lot of variables at play. So, you know, scheduling comes some challenges. So we'll see what happens.
Well, and with projects like that, again, when you mentioned something that's, you know, millions of dollars, you want to do your due diligence and go through it, make sure you do everything right.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, there will be a lot more conversations about this. So no decisions made today, and the conversation continues.
All right. Well, just got a couple minutes to 9:30. Anything else before we go and get Robin in?
No, just remind everyone that the large aircraft are back for the Dallas routes, and we have a new third flight going to Chicago. We have great, convenient flight times to Chicago that get you to the East Coast and to your business meetings just on time. So check us out, flymhk.com. Go to American Airlines for their flight schedules, and it'll be starting in July, third flight to Chicago.
Very good. And Candace, if you want to remind folks just one more time about Girls on the Run and how they can get registered and those sort of things.
Yeah, please check out our website at gotrflinthills.org /5K if you want to go ahead and check out our registration for that. The price right now is at $30 for the 5K, and it will go up for day of registration. So go ahead and plan on doing that in advance and check it out on the website.
All right, very good. Sky high expectations. They were met.
All right.
Thanks so much. Jesse Romo with Manhattan Regional Airport, Candace McIntosh with Girls on the Run. When we come back, we'll have Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Get ESB Financial's